Children. Chicago, Illinois, March 23, 1890. Dear children, I see that I did not enclose all of my letter to you, so this makes it necessary for me to write you again and enclose the first part of my letter. Yesterday, Sabbath, we had an excellent meeting, although Elder Olson and myself were very much exhausted, having labored so hard and so constantly in Battle Creek. Yet we both spoke yesterday, Brother Olson in forenoon, myself in the afternoon. Brother Olson had freedom, and I was blessed with a measure of freedom, and then we had a long social meeting. If you had heard the testimonies born of gratitude to God for the truth they had heard, could you have seen the tears shed, you would have concluded that there were those who heartily received the word with gladness. I spoke from John 16:17, and John 6, verse 53 to 45. 65? One sister, who is quite wealthy, has believed the truth for something over 1 year, and was very desirous to see me, and I consented to see her. She is a very intelligent woman, and we had a social chat together. She did not know how to stop her conversation, but I promised her if I returned in 2 months, I would call on her at her home. She has an elegant home. She has all my books and claims to be thoroughly acquainted with me through reading them. She gave me $5 and seemed loath to be compelled to end our interview. Then I was introduced to Mrs. Bradley, the great temperance worker in Europe. Her family is still in Europe, but she has come to America to disconnect herself from the Temperance Confederacy to which Francis Willard is connected. She conscientiously cannot harmonize with their position on the religious amendment question and the enforcing the Sunday law. She is a conscientious, God-fearing woman, and is having a similar experience in her line that we have been having in our line. She has enemies because she cannot accept all the positions taken by the Women's Christian Temperance Association. She is investigating the Sabbath question. She is an active worker. Oh, I wish she might take her position with us. We have another talk this morning. I am glad to report today that I have had 2 good nights' sleep. I speak again Sunday afternoon, then I shall do no more. I leave here, accompanied by Sarah, Monday night, Terry in St. Louis, and speak to them once or twice. I received a letter with earnest solicitation for me to do this, as it was on my direct route to Arkansas. I shall leave Arkansas April 1st for Texas. Shall leave Texas, if possible, as soon as the 6th of April. If I can, shall get away the 5th. I am sorry that I sent you that broken letter, but I was so anxious that you should hear that the ice had at last broken that I could not defer writing. The horse and carriage were at the door, and I enclosed the half of the letter. Excuse me for my mistake. I do not think that there is a possibility of my becoming again rested. It has been an exceedingly trying ordeal for me. Sleep will be a new and refreshing medicine to me, for I have not been able to obtain but little of the precious article for some time. I feel very grateful to my Heavenly Father for this great blessing of sleep. I could sleep until 4 o'clock the 2 last mornings. It is a beautiful day today, and we had a beautiful day yesterday, and the house was packed with people. Oh, they cannot get along with this little room for meetings. They must have more room. I hope to receive a letter from you when I reach Texas. I am hoping that you are having pleasant weather now in Colorado, and dear Mary can get out and ride. This month is the most trying for the sick. It is so changeable. Much love to all your family and all dear friends. Mother.